You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. This is Brandon for Hongays, I think. I have to play you a PSA.
Did you know that the University of Maryland is one of the 50 fittest colleges in America? Our state-of-the-art Epley Recreation Center, School of Public Health, Ritchie Coliseum, and Cole Fieldhouse have a number of resources that help keep Terps happy, active, and healthy. Join the daily group fitness workouts, request a personal trainer, or own your independence and build your own training plan. Exercise can improve muscle strength and boost your endurance and confidence. Feel better and live longer.
Welcome back to Normal Broadcasting. My name is Brandon. This is my first FM show, first show in a year-ish. If this is your first time tuning in, this is Hongays. Hopefully, I'm like on Audible. But mostly, I play... why is it only coming out of the left side? You know what? I don't actually know. But yeah. Mostly East Asian, but also sometimes we take a gander into like Southeast Asia. I really like Filipino budots as well. But you'll be hearing a lot of Korean, Japanese, and Chinese. Shoegaze, hyperpop, punk, or just some classics. A lot of this show is meant to feature Asian artists. In this day and age, it's important to recognize our diversity and our autonomy from being a non-majority in this country. And it's easy to forget because people often equate economic and socioeconomic success to, you know, personal liberty or personal prosperity. But in reality, there's a lot of things that many Asian Americans and also every minority in America has to go through. But enough of my spiel of wokeness. I also forgot a lot of the FCC rules, so hopefully I don't mess anything up. But yeah, this first song is by Paranol. If you know anything about shoegaze of East Asia, or honestly even shoegaze in general, you probably know of Paranol. Paranol is a very well-known, actually, solo project. I forgot the guy's name. I briefly met him when I was in Korea. But Paranol is one of his main projects, his most well-known. Known to sample a lot of very like 2000s core anime, for instance, Serial Experiments Lane. He samples NHK, just samples a bunch of random crap that like really performative Asian guys like me really like, and white guys, I guess. But they're besides the point. But yeah, this is their most well-known song called Beautiful World, or in Korean called Aramdaeun Saesang. And you'll hear the first opening sample is actually a very well-known scene within the movie. But enough of that, let's play the song.
Thank you.
once again, that was Beautiful World, or in Korean, 아름다운 세상 by Paranol. Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, Paranol, really well known within, I guess, like greater shoegaze community. So pretty much, if you're a college student, or I guess like a high schooler, or anywhere around like the Gen Z age, and you meet someone who listens to this artist, you best believe that they're really, really pretentious. But that's just the reality of it. Paranol, very big staple within shoegaze, particularly Korean shoegaze. They helped really put a lot of Korean artists on the map, introduced them to a lot of different Korean music. The reality that Korean music isn't necessarily just K-pop. Whatever your definition of K-pop may be. But on the note of K-pop, my next artist is called Deli Spice. To be honest, I don't really know much about them. They predate my age. I believe they're like early 2000s. Oh, shoot. That was embarrassing. But yeah, before my age. But yeah, they're really well known for kind of encapsulating the early Y2K vibe within South Korea. And typically this song in particular is known to like kind of have like a very strong resonance within people of our age group, or of millennials and of Gen Z. So yeah, this is called Chow Chow. I'm not saying the rest of the song because it's really long. Don't know what it's about, but hopefully you like it. We'll be right back. That was Deli Spice's Chow Chow. No matter how hard I try to block it, I don't know the rest of the song name. No matter how hard I try to block it, I can hear your voice. What a long song title. The Koreans don't know how to name things. What's wrong with them? I can say that. I'm Korean. You can't tell, right? But yeah, very known for a song to represent the Y2K generation. Song came out in 97, so probably older than most of the people listening, unless you're driving in a car right now. Why are you listening to this radio station willingly? I don't know what's wrong with you. But yeah. Now, just some fun facts about this show. I've done this show for like, I think I started in fall of 2024, I think. Back then, I was like really, really into this. Like, I was really proud of like what I was doing here. And then I took a little hiatus because I realized that I was worried about being too performative to an extent. I don't know, I was like really insecure about having a show for some reason. So like, the way I masked that was like I invited my friend over and we did a stupid podcast. It was like we weren't allowed to do that, but whatever. I just realized everyone can hear me right now. Anyways, I should not be messing around. Okay, so on the same vein of Korean music, I think it'd be remiss to listen to Korean shoegaze or whatever it may be without seeing K-pop's take on it. And this isn't necessarily shoegaze, but it kind of was the beginning of like the Korean like R&B scene. Not beginning, but like K-pop as a whole is not a very like strict genre, just because the industry itself is so influenced by current trends and whatever it may be. And this is by an artist or a group I should call called Big Bang. They were really, really big like early 2010s. And I think they're like Gen 2 or Gen 3 or something like that. I don't know much about K-pop, but this is Big Bang, one of their first hits called Haru Haru, which means like day after day. And yeah, so a lot of controversy around this band now, a lot of criminal cases and whatnot, but the music still slaps. So we're gonna take a listen.
Yeah, finally I realize that I'm nothing without you. I was wrong, forgive me.
I'm not getting on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then don't want to get on the jack of me, then
약속 잊힌 추억에 묻어두길 바래 baby 널 위해 기도해
Tempo change. Gonna play sad music this entire hour period. That's crazy. But no, this is Kim J. I guess we've been jumping around all over the Korean like music timeline within the Western sphere in a sense. But yeah, Kim J is like he produces for the white guy. Two Hollis. He produces for Two Hollis. He's really good friends with Tonser. So, within the Western world, he's, like, somewhat known. Within Korea, he's pretty well known. I say he's, like, Korean Skrillex. Obviously, he doesn't have that same pull, because I think as a society, we've kind of moved past dubstep. But I feel like Kim J's dubstep is, like, what we've kind of missed a lot as, like, this ultra... like processed artificial like society, like this is kind of just like what we need. But not to get too corny, I have heard he's a good guy. Also on that track is Sebi, who is a Chinese American artist, or just Chinese, I'm not sure actually. And then Effie and The Deep, They're both independent Korean female rappers. I shouldn't say female rapper. They're just rappers that happen to be women. But got to see them live as well during my stay. They're very great. Really great artists. And Kim Jae is a great producer, and I think he should keep doing it. Now, this is my favorite song by him, and I promise this won't just be a Kim Jae listening session because I also have another 30 minutes to fill in. So, yeah. That first song was called My Unnies. And Unni is like what if you're a girl, then you would call anyone older than you that is also a girl an Unni. So that's like just a cultural thing. Not too deep. It's just like saying like what's up my bros, but like to people specifically older than you to match the cultural customs. It's not that deep. But yeah. Kim Jae, he is a Korean American. I'm not actually sure. But they were born in Korea, but was raised in America, but like myself, are known as a specific subgroup of Koreans called, I think, Zainichi. There's a lot of different terms within Japan, within Korea, within China, of what they're called, and specific, like the specific term. Sometimes people call them Joseonjok, which is like the people of the Joseon clan, and to some people, that is a very derogatory term. Historically correct, but like used in a context that's like really like offensive. It's typically meant to like refer to Koreans that are living like within Japan and China. So my grandpa was born in Japan. My grandma was born in China. So they were both part of their own like little Korean communities prior to Korean liberation from Japan. And they went through a lot of like historical like abuse. There's a lot of slavery, a lot of war crimes being done to the many Koreans living abroad by the Japanese. A lot of stuff, very, very dark or whatever. But yeah, so on a little more lighter note, let's listen to this next song called Hello Everybody by Kim Jae. Okay.
誰ですか？
Jump around the East Asian, like the EC, play some Korean, Chinese, Japanese music. So yeah, that was the first non-Korean artist of the day. That was Kinoe 64, somewhat well-known shoegaze artist. I can't think of like any of their biggest songs like off the top of my head, but that was one of the bigger ones. This was Who Are You. I somehow missed their only live show in Seoul. But it was crazy because after the show, I literally like saw the promoter of the show and like we became friends after that. But, you know, doesn't take the fact that I didn't get to see them live and probably for free. But it is what it is. That's just my chungus life for you. But instead of going to China, China gets enough attention these days. We're just going to go straight to Indochina, this up-and-coming artist that you've never heard before. Shakes on my neck, racks on racks. Yeah, I hold it in my hand, hitting on the kid. I became a man, what's the plan? Tell me that, speaking of my name, what's with that? Where your manners? Get your bands up. What was the chance that I win? Drain gang, we take on everything. She's a raver, she my angel. Can't nobody take her but myself. Young power, I be so sick. She made me get well. All these brothers, they don't know shit. To the stars, there is no end. Never had a so now. If you didn't catch on, that was Thai Boy Digital. That was Thai Boy. And called Lip Service, featuring Echo 2K. I'm sure if you have more than 8 hours of screen time, you know who they are. Now, while we're in the Indochina area, let's take a gander over to Vietnam, which I also visited. But I don't even know how to pronounce the name or the artist. Forgive my cultural insensitivity, but I think it's called Bai Ka Mua Hua. All the nuens are gonna come after me, but they are honestly really unknown. They only have like 2,000 listeners, so I really don't know how I can relay the artist's name unless you guys find my Spinatron. Which, that's completely up to you, because I can't do a call to action, I think. But yeah, from my little Google search while I was there, this is an up-and-coming shoegaze artist within Vietnam. Not much to know about them, other than the fact that, you know, they're a really great artist. So, hopefully you guys enjoy.
ban trưa tôi nhìn lên tán cây, mơ vẫn thật như mây, em từ xa đến đây hát cho tôi bài ca mùa, làm tôi thiết tha cuộc sống mà ta chưa từng thank you.
That was our trip into China, or that was our Chinese song for the day. That is Your Boyfriend Sucks. I don't know how to, I can't read Chinese. I don't know what the song is called, but artist is called Your Boyfriend Sucks. Indie band, I think from 2016. They disbanded, they disbanded in 2016. They've been gone, maybe rejoined, reformed. I'm not entirely sure. But yeah, I'm not actually sure what time this show ends. I think like between like 6 or 7. Okay, that was it. That was all. Yeah. What was I gonna play next? Oh yeah. Okay. Well, we took a trip to Korea, Japan, Thailand, Vietnam, China. It's pretty good, I think, for my first day back. But I think it would be remiss to avoid the fact that, I mean, this is Asian diaspora, and many of the Asians listening to this are from the United States, actually, not actually from their home countries. So I'd like to highlight this artist called Joseon. Joseon is like the name of the last dynasty of Korea. Really, it wasn't really a dynasty, because it just got immediately eaten by Japan. Governing, whatnot. But, I mean, look at where Korea is today. I would say that, all things considered, it could have been a lot worse. But yeah, Joseon is a indie group. What's up? Indie group from San Francisco, I think. And, yeah. This is their song, Snows. I think it's part of their EP. And yeah, if you can play.
I'm not afraid to die.
That was Hongae's, I was Brandon.